The making of death masks is an ancient practice, with a mold taken of the face of a deceased person. Often, as with this death mask of the early 20th century artist Amadeo Modigliani, the mold is then cast in bronze. Death masks have been made of many important historical figures, including Isaac Newton, Shakespeare, and Ulysses S. Grant. We seldom know the identity of the person creating the mask, but this one was done by the famous Cubist sculptor Jacques Lipschitz. Lipschitz knew Modigliani personally. Both men moved to Paris in the first decade of the 20th century, Modigliani from his native Italy and Lipschitz from Lithuania. Both settled in the lively neighborhood of Montparnasse, along with other artists and writers from around the world. Modigliani painted refined and elegant portraits of many members of this community, including, in 1916, Lipschitz with his wife Berthe. That portrait is now in the collection of the Art Institute of Chicago. Modigliani was only 36 when he died from untreated tubercular meningitis. He had a reputation for wild behavior and heavy drinking, which aggravated the frail health he'd suffered from since childhood. Perhaps struck by the tragedy of his friend's early and probably preventable death, Lipschitz created this permanent memorial.